This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump, eager to get back on the campaign trail after being sidelined by a COVID-19 infection, will begin by delivering remarks to supporters at the White House at an outdoor event on Saturday. A White House official said Trump will address the crowd from a balcony on a law and order theme. A source familiar with the situation said the crowd would be in the hundreds and all were expected to wear masks. Questions remain about whether the president, who acknowledged on October 2nd that he had the virus and spent 3 nights in a military hospital, is still contagious. Meanwhile, Trump's campaign said Friday he will also deliver remarks at an event in Florida on Monday, his first campaign foray outside Washington since his diagnosis. The campaign said Trump will speak at the event at the Orlando Sanford International Airport. Residents in South Louisiana braced to relive a nightmare Friday as bands of rain from approaching Hurricane Delta began soaking the same area of the state that was badly battered by Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. The streets were largely vacant in the city of Lake Charles, where Laura destroyed buildings. Blue-tarped roofs stretched as far as the eye could see, and rain pulled around piles of moldy mattresses, sawed-up trees, and other debris that officials worried could cause more damage or deaths when Delta hits. Ken Graham is with the National Hurricane Center.
Holly Pete's over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 5 to 8 foot. 5 to 8 foot of storm surge, dangerous. Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge over to Morgan City, including Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. That's dangerous.
Delta is expected to make landfall within the next few hours and then quickly drop to a tropical depression as it moves northeast through the United States. This is VOA News. Two suspected Islamic State militants from Britain who were brought to the United States to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture and other acts of violence pleaded not guilty in a court in Alexandria, Virginia, on Friday. El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Cote are two of four men dubbed the Beatles by their hostages because of the captors' British accents. The two entered the not guilty plea as they appeared by video link in federal court. A federal grand jury on Wednesday issued an 8-count indictment that accuses them of being leading participants in a brutal hostage-taking scheme that resulted in the deaths of Western hostages, including American journalist James Foley. One of the men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer appeared in court on Friday for an arraignment. An attorney for Sean Fix entered a not guilty plea on his behalf, and Magistrate Tammy Rogers set a $250,000 bond. Assistant Attorney General Gregory Townsend of Michigan says the truck driver plotted acts of violence.
I consider this defendant, as well as the others, extremely dangerous. They belong to a group, a militia group, called the Wolverine Watchmen. All these individuals were committed to violence to target government officials, politicians.
Authorities announced Thursday they had foiled a stunning plot to kidnap Whitmer in a scheme that involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home before the November 3rd elections. A UN program dedicated to ending hunger has won the Nobel Peace Prize. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The announcement came from the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Peace Committee.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2020 to the World Food Program.
This is the first time in my life I've been speechless. I mean, this is unbelievable.
World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley tells the AP the program's staff more than deserve the honor.
They're out there in the most difficult, complex places in the world, whether it's war, conflict, climate extremes. It doesn't matter. They're out there, and they deserve this award.
The Peace Prize Committee says the WFP aided more than 135 million people last year, the highest total in many years. I'm Tim McGuire.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on an up note with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials added 0.57%. The S&P rose by 0.88%, while the NASDAQ gained 1.39%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.